What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I am Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 480. In this episode, I'll discuss an article about the effects of epinephrine infusion on survival in critically ill patients. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode480. The title of the article I'll be discussing is Effects of Continuous Epinephrine Infusion on Survival in Critically Ill Patients, a Meta-Analysis of Randomized Trials. The lead author is Alessandro Belletti, and this was published in Critical Care Medicine, February 2020. While epinephrine is commonly used to provide both inotropic and vasopressor support in critically ill patients, it is not usually considered first line, in part due to an association with worse patient outcomes. The authors of the study performed a systematic review and meta-analysis of randomized controlled trials to better describe the effect of epinephrine administration on outcomes of critically ill patients. The authors included randomized trials involving administration of epinephrine as IV continuous infusion in patients admitted to an ICU or undergoing major surgery. Studies that examined bolus doses, such as during CPR or as one-time doses, were excluded from the review. Clinically meaningful outcomes were examined, with the primary outcome being mortality at the longest follow-up available in each study. A total of 12 studies representing 1,227 patients were included in the meta-analysis. Most of the included trials were performed in patients with septic shock, and the most frequent comparator was a combination of norepinephrine plus dobutamine. The authors found no difference in all-cause mortality at the longest follow-up available in the epinephrine group versus the control group. For this outcome, the I-squared value was 0%, indicating no observed heterogeneity. The authors also found no differences in the need for renal replacement therapy, occurrence of myocardial ischemia, occurrence of arrhythmia, and length of ICU stay between the epinephrine and the control group. The authors concluded current randomized evidence showed that continuous IV administration of epinephrine as inotropic and vasopressor agent is not associated with a worse outcome in critically ill patients. It's important to note that the dose of epinephrine used in most of the trials in this analysis was in the range of 0.1 to 0.3 mics per kilo per minute. Previous studies that have suggested an increased risk of mortality with epinephrine identified doses exceeding 0.5 mics per kilo per minute as being problematic, much higher than what was used in most of these trials. While this study does not disprove those results, it does strongly suggest that epinephrine at lower doses in the range of 0.1 to 0.3 mics per kilo per minute is not associated with a worse outcome than if other vasopressors are used. A slightly elevated lactate was found in the epinephrine group, and this is an expected finding based on the known tendency of epinephrine to raise serum lactate. To access my free download area with 20 different resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.